4.8 1. Holly.
Are you a risk taker?
Generally, definitely not. And I think that started early in life when I was a little girl. I hated getting hurt. Therefore, I thought, if I don't take any risks, I won't get hurt. And so I think even to this day, I'm not really a risk taker.
Can you give me an example of a risk you have taken?
Well, as I said, I don't usually take risks. For example, I hate flying. I only fly if there's no alternative, and I drive safely, carefully, because I don't want to put myself or my family in any danger. But once, someone persuaded me to try scuba diving. I was very worried in the beginning, until I knew what I was doing. My mum was absolutely horrified that I was going to try it, so maybe it's a personality thing. In my family, my children are the same, so... But anyway, in the end, I was very pleased I did the scuba diving. It's one of the best things I've ever done. That's quite interesting, isn't it? So even for me, I can see that sometimes taking a risk has a positive outcome.
2. Karen.
Are you a risk taker?
I'd say that on the whole, perhaps I am.
Can you give me an example of a risk you've taken?
Well, something I do a lot is buy things on eBay. And there you're buying something you've never seen. You're relying on what the seller says about it. But you're going to calculate the risk based on their description and how much you're paying. So if it only costs £5, it's not a great risk. However, if it's an expensive item, you might lose some money. But I reckon that's something that most people take a risk on now.
3. Tom.
Are you a risk taker?
I am in some ways. I mean, I've done some things that were physically dangerous, but when it comes to things like money, then I think I'm much more conservative.
Can you give me an example of a risk you've taken?
Well, when I finished university, my mum and dad just wanted me to apply for a normal kind of job. For example, working for a company. But I decided that I wanted a bit more fun while I was that age, so I decided to spend some time working as a bar manager. And I worked at loads of different food and drinks festivals all over the UK. I knew it would affect my CV because employers are always asking you questions about why you chose to do that, how was that useful to you, and just saying it seemed like a fun idea isn't a very good answer. After 2 or 3 years, I realised that it was going to be very difficult for me to continue doing the job past the age of about 30. But now, I'm glad I did it. And actually, maybe, it gave me what they call soft skills, like being flexible and dealing with people, which are really useful in my job now. I work in sales in a computer software company, so, on balance, I think the risk was worth it in the end.
4. Jeannie.
Are you a risk taker?
Not really, no. I don't think I am. Though, once, I took a really big risk.
What was it?
When I left university, I went into a well-paid job straight away. And after about 2 years, I was doing really well and enjoying it a lot. And then, through some friends, I met this guy, Richard, and we fell in love immediately. I know people think love at first sight doesn't really happen, but it did. Anyway, he is a scientist, a marine biologist. After we'd been going out for not very long, he was offered a job working in Australia. And he said, come with me. I did think about it a bit, but not much. And I left my well-paid job to follow a man I'd known less than 3 months to the other side of the world. My parents were horrified. I was a bit horrified myself, actually. But I married him, and we are still together. So it was definitely worth it. But on the other hand, I haven't really had a career as such, and if I hadn't gone with him then, maybe I would have had a different kind of life. Who knows?